Okay, we're joined by our Pro Stock champion, Bo Butner. No, we are joined by Stan's camera now. Okay, we're good. So this is Bo's first win here at Norwalk, and most impressively had a perfect reaction time in the final round. And what that means in drag racing, it means that the car has actually begun to move before the green light comes on. So when the green light comes on, the car is actually pulling out of the staging beams at that exact moment. This actually happened now twice in a row, 2 weeks in a row at Pro Stock. Alex Laughlin did it last week, and you did it this week. I guess we'll start there. Perfect light in the finals is kind of like, you know, the natural home run over the fence in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I'm not that type guy to set up like some people set up. But, that happened to me last week. I was on the other side of the 000 light. But, I mean, all that stuff can happen. But just a great day. We made four pretty consistent runs. Was good when I needed to be. And that's my first trip zip light in a final in any class.
Really?
To win, yeah. So that's cool.
Obviously, you're very comfortable in the car now. Recorded a win just a few weeks ago at Englishtown. Or, sorry, Atlanta. Was it Atlanta this year?
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta. Not that you weren't comfortable before, but it's not to use the term swagger, but I think there's a little swagger here.
Yeah, it's a good car. I seem to fit in it good, and we have a good combination. And we try a lot of different stuff in all three cars. And like I said, there's eight cars this week that could have won and coming in here today. And it has to go your way. It has to be good when you need it, and you have to get lucky when you need that too.
Do you pay attention to things like, you know, John Gadosh, of course, was having kind of a Cinderella kind of day, and you have to, every once in a while, those things pop up, and it's not a good time to get in the way of that story.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of John. He's came a long way and a very, very hard worker. And to see him get to the semis, and, you know, I get a soft spot at certain times with different people, and you tell yourself, well, man, if you have to lose a day, maybe to somebody like this guy that really busts his ass. But he's great, and I'm trying to talk him into coming to Chicago, so I think he's pumped up, and he might be there.
Very closely aligned with the Summit team. You obviously work with KB, with Jason, and Greg to get your power. This is a Summit race. They're Summit guys, and you said you had to put on a lot of hats down there in the winner's circle.
Yeah, I was fortunate. I got here a little earlier this week and got to go visit them over at the big shop in Akron, and pretty amazing, and a good group of people. They support KB Racing, so the bottom line, they support me also. So we can't do it without them. They're a great group of guys, and they love to win.
Were you aware that Greg Anderson had to put a completely new engine in his car before the final round?
I don't know where you got that information, but that's not true.
I was standing there watching him change it.
He changed some valve stuff, so it'd be tough to change, but I've seen this team do it before, like in 20 minutes. But he did have to change some components in the top of the motor, but it wasn't a complete engine swap. Okay. We have all these motors, and we all swap them around, and they're all good.
But knowing that, did that convince you needed to try to get the best light you possibly could get?
Well, it's kind of like history. We look back through Friday, Saturday, and then today. He had a faster car today, and he was making better runs. So the only shot you have is to lead first. I'm not known for that yet, but I've been working on it.
Okay. What did he say to you at the top end?
Something about picking his pockets. Just something great. But he's competitive, and I've learned a lot from him. But again, he's happy for me to win, as I would be him. So it's a great team. Here's the story. Jack Line, Jason's son, has been to all my races I've won at and all but one final this year. And he came here. I'm so excited. Now Jason's officially grounded him. He can't come anymore. So then I lost a crew member today. He had to leave, and I didn't have a back half guy. So I recruited Greg Anderson's son, Cody. So I've got both of my teammates' sons, and they were really working on the car. I mean, between rounds, doing everything you should do in the back half to the front of the motor. And they helped me out, and it worked out great. And I don't know how I can keep them, but maybe homeschool.
So your fiance has an ice cream scoop from winning this race.
Yes, I had to wake up this morning to be reminded that, you know, I have an ice cream scooper, and you don't, from Norwalk. That's from Randy Lynn. And now I can say, just shut up. So what's next? But she's a great supporter to me. I mean, I can't do it without her. Her sister's out here. It takes so many people to do this sport. We do it smaller than a lot, but it takes a big group of people, and it's tough.
Look to me like you're
last couple rounds, all three of the KB cars, we got the wheels up good, and I like it. I think it's cool, but it's not necessarily the fastest, but I do think it eliminates maybe some wheel speed and some spinning, and it's cool to do that, and it's kind of hard to drive because it changes everything, but I'm convinced it affects your reaction time. So maybe that's something that we've found.
And don't you wish they could tear up Ohio Valley and put a place like this out there?
Ohio Valley has enough room for it, but it floods too much. That's my old home track, and I actually sponsor the left lane. I've been there like 15 years, so I need to go visit them. Big support with those people. They are very happy when we win.
You were mentioning earlier about how you were happy for Gadosh and everything. It seems like in this sport, or this with the AHRA, all the guys kind of root for each other.
Yeah, it's back in the day when I was running super stock and comp, and a guy by the name of Willie Evans was working for me. We would drive down through the pro stock pits, and he called it cutthroat row. So I didn't understand it, but now today, it's not that way. I mean, there's some friction every now and then, but it's nothing probably like it used to be when Greg was with the WWJ, because it was tough, and maybe we'll get back to that, because I think it's kind of cool.
Good. Congratulations, Bo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.